Hello, person. Welcome to this place.
Hello, person. Welcome to this place. You are now tuned into the sounds of...
It's Vision Radio. Yes, yes, yes. I'm Dave Colombo Jenkins. This week I'm joined by Tice and our producer Frank Posai. How are you both doing, guys?
Good.
Hello. Yo, I'm severely hungover from Bankface.
Brilliant.
I had to leave at 6:30 in the morning on Monday to catch a flight to Amsterdam. I didn't sleep a lot over the weekend. Bankface was fantastic. Absolutely my favorite place. Big up to all the people that I hung out with, specifically Samurai Breaks, who I went back to back with. And yeah, the rest of them I'm not going to call by names because it'll be a long list. Big up everyone that goes to Bankface and is an idiot there. It's the Bullied People's music convention, and I felt so at home.
Yes.
Who I also saw there was the Glitch Mob, whose label we're now playing a song from. This is Matsu and Twonsky. Rub-a-dub on Glitch Mob's All The People label.
And we here at Vision are releasing a beautiful merch drop. It's called Outlines, a t-shirt and a long sleeve. They go on sale this Friday and are already available for our patrons as of now. Check our socials to get an impression and go cop them.
Very nice tune to start the show with. And anybody who's got a really, really good memory might be able to remember back in August when myself and Martin were having a discussion over how to pronounce Twonsky's name. And Martin thought it might be Toonsky. I thought Twonsky sounded better. And during my research last night, I came across this on SoundCloud, and he'd actually replied and said Twonsky is the way to pronounce his name, just in case you were wondering. But now another thing, if you're wondering if Eni was going to release an album soon, the answer is yes, he is, very, very soon. The album's called Countdown, and this particular track is called Axis, and it's wicked. Big up Eni, pretty cool.
Sounds of Sicaria, big up. This is Get Twisted on Backshift Sounds.
I swear, go and get an intro twisted. Watch, it's way too fucked. It's way too fucked. I swear to you, Chris. Where we going? Yeah.
Sicaria. I actually saw Sicaria supporting Idols in Bristol in the summer, and it was a really, really interesting. I don't think it would have been an easy warm-up slot, but she absolutely smashed it. It was amazing. And that was one of the particular tracks that I remember from that set as well. Now on to something a little more in-house. We are back on a D&B tip. This is the Spore remix of Noisia and Mayhem Exodus featuring KRS-One. So many massive names. Did someone just say Yamuch? We'll be right back.
And more music from Vision, this one from Mission. This is You Got That by Boston.
And that's one of my favourite tracks from the Mission 3 VA. So much filth in such a short tune. Now on to this is my yay muck of the week, but more just in the sample placement and the way that makes me laugh. So it's more like a yay hey hey muck of the week. It's Exile and Too Greasy, and obviously they're fans of the Mighty Boosh, or they've just recently started watching it and thought that needs a sampling. It's Mr. Susan, and yeah, everything about this is just tongue in cheek and very funny and very silly. I love it. Big up Mr. Susan. Big up anybody who has explored the mirror realm.
One of these mirrors does lead to the book. But only one. of these mirrors does lead to limbo. But only one.
This is Kill Safari. Kill the Noise and Bro Safari. The track's called Back to Back to Back. And you will hear why it is titled that when the track drops. And it's on the Deadbeats label.
Facts.
Yes, yes.
You wanna diss the fucking goat?
That is under 2 minutes, but there's so much stuff, so ravey, so banging. And big up everybody who likes to play a back-to-back. I tell you what, I'm going to use this opportunity to big up Wash, because he found out about me through the Vision show. I'd mentioned in my demo drop stream that I sometimes do, he sent me demos, and the other day I went up to Leeds and we recorded this mad 200 BPM mix, which I will reveal later next month, but it was really, really cool. And it just reminded me how much I love back-to-backs, especially with the DJ. It was really, really good, and you could just sit there and just watch them. So even when you're not playing, you're not bored because you're watching someone do something really cool. Speaking of really cool stuff, this is Ambien on Overviews of a Label Domain with Torment Me, with one of the silliest bass lines that we've got all show. Love this.
Torment Me.
My favorite bits of Bankface were actually faster than 200 BPM, like 220 BPM. Like,
yeah.
Full-on gabber, hardcore, peep kicks. My favorite moment was when all the shows were off, like the official festival was over, and people were just on the street on a Bluetooth speaker, really loud, banging like gabber, like peep kicks, like super silly shit. It was DJ Jean edit. And it was just like keeping all the neighbors up, awake, with very loud sound. It was like my favorite moment of the festival, I think.
Amazing.
Anyway, back to the show. This is Muad'Dib, Softcore on Yuku.
Yuku. Happy birthday, Yuku, as well. This is part of their fifth birthday celebrations. Big love to Jeff and the crew. Now time for something from K-Sonic. This is Break the Pattern, coming soon on Empathy. Tell me about transients. You guys love a transient, don't you? You producer types.
Yeah, it's a short sound.
Isn't it the punch? Like the transient, yeah. A good transient is like the crack or the punch or the slap to make it like pop.
What it is a short sound. The way the ear works is that every sound under like 20 milliseconds doesn't really sound like sound to us. But you do register the clickiness of it, and so that's what we call transients.
Right.
They're so short that they're over before you can really register what's happening, like frequency wise. But you still hear something.
Oh, so almost like playing tricks with the mind in a way, or setting up your ears, or setting up your brain to understand what it is.
The way we talk, like our not our vowels, but our consonants are also mostly transients. Like they're really short, like. Bursts of noise like kh or ts, you know, that we are very kind of, our ears and brains are really tuned to kind of to tell these things apart, depending on what language area you grew up in, because different languages have different consonants and guttural sounds and fricatives. Did you know that a kick drum is just the most basic frequency of the world, like a sine? It doesn't have any overtones, and it just goes from a very high frequency to a very low frequency very quickly, and that's what a kick drum is. That's all it is.
No, I didn't know that. I thought it was just a straight frequency. Every day is a school day, especially with you. What's the name of this track?
This is Transients by Mears.
I'm really enjoying this.
I'm gonna quickly make something to show what I just said about the kick drums, to really just show it, and then we'll play that after this.
Okay, cool.
Just quickly.
Yeah, cool.
Just a little educational moment. What is a kick drum? So this is a slowed down kick drum. It goes doo. And then when you do that really quickly, that's what we know as a kick drum. There we go. It's the same sound. Doo doo.
Right. Wow, go on.
It's the same thing.
So even like with the massive, massive wide gabber kicks, would they be doing the same thing as well?
The transient of it, yes. The most of that gabber kick drum is actually now it's a lot of bass and noise that is kind of comes after what you would call the official kick drum. So it's like kick drum and bass.
Right.
Oddly Godly Serenity by
Break Room.
No, do it again.
This is Serenity by Oddly Godly.
Every time I spit, I'm making it back.
The finale on that tune. The name Oddly Godly doesn't sit completely well with me, but this name, the Balaclavas, definitely does. I think I'm surprised there isn't already an act called the Balaclavas. Maybe there is in another genre that I don't know so much about. I'd like to see the Balaclavas supporting the Clamps at a gig. That would just look nice and feel nice in a lineup. Anyway, this is the Balaclavas. They're from the Czech Republic, and this track is called Busted. It's on Hoofbeats. There's lots of really cool sounding words in that whole kind of string of things there. I like that.
You're a captain.
Thank you.
This is The Glitch Mob, and the song is called Needed You, and it has a certain splice vocal in it.
This is why I don't like splice vocals.
Yeah, this is why nobody likes splice vocals. Well, there's something about kind of everybody using the same samples, you know, like the Amen Break is an example of like, it is cool because everyone uses it. So there's something to be said for kind of doing your take on a vocal that everyone's using because it just got released on Splice. But yeah, it is a bit funny to hear it everywhere.
Something really interesting here by Ivan Ovidov, which is a really, really cool name that just rolls off the tongue there. It's called Do My Thing.
It only
thing.
Does if you mispronounce it, Dave.
Ivan Ovidov.
Ivan Ovidov.
Well, how would you say it?
I don't know. Probably like Ivan Ovidov, you know, but not Ivan Ovidov.
Okay, I said it in a Welsh. Ivan Ovidov. It sounds like I'm showing off about my Ovidov, like Ivan Ovidov, and it's better than your Ovidov, mate. I'm just going to go and do my thing.
I love the breakbeats. Obviously, at Bankface, there was a lot of breakcore and Limewax played and the Outside Agency and fucking... It was Sherelle into Special Request into Sully. Oh,
sick.
Like, oh my God. My breakbeat heart is full. So good.
Nice. Yeah.
So good. Special Request and Sully, man. Fucking legends.
Woof. Yeah.
So, yeah. Thank you, Breakbeats. And thank you, Ivan Ovidov. This one is called Do My Thing on Cosmos.
Yes.
Vision Radio.
Well, here's a name I can pronounce. It's Turnian Sound. Big up the Turnian Sound. I do believe they're in their last year. Now they're wrapping up their last year together as a trio. And this was on Mission, our last Mission VA. It's Orbit, and it's lovely.
It's the reload.
Reload. Yes. Reload. Sorsa remix of Fabian Mazur. Dutch. Big up for all the community reloading the tunes and voting and doing all the stuff and supporting the show. Thank you. It's much appreciated.
To more interesting stuff from Yuku. They're releasing lots of music from what seems like a new name is Artist Soma, but that's actually Primetime Gabby, but under a new alias. This track is called Tripstone. I'm not too sure if it's on one of their birthday EPs or her own EP that's coming out, because they've got so much wicked music coming out. I've got a little bit confused, but it's called Tripstone and it's wicked. Big up Artist Soma and Yuku.
Got a little last song. This is I Know Where to Go by Former from Groningen.
Okay, can you give me a lesson on snares? You've given me a lesson on kick drums. Can you give me a lesson on snares, please, Tice?
But just no, Dave.